Okay, those are participating by Zoom. I apologize. A little technical difficulty, but I believe we're back and going again. After discussions on item number 15, is there any action that the court wishes to take at this time on item number 15? Hearing none, Ms. Newton, if you would note under item number 15, no action taken. Item number 16 then is consider issuing RFP 2024-02 to procure a qualified firm for FEMA Public Assistance Disaster Recovery Grant Administration. I've read through that, and Mr. Belt, I don't see any issues with the timeline or anything that you proposed in there.
Yeah, I just don't. By the end, smarter and know more exactly what we need. Make sure that our contract will be.
You may even determine by the responses of what we need to know.
Yes, they may. Sir,
you're going to get a lot of questions. Yeah.
I just don't know. Like I said, I didn't have anything to do with it last time, but I know time before last, there was a. The other commissioner said it was here, so I'm going to explain the time before last time. And she handled a lot of it. And there was a lot of paperwork involved to close out those projects. Application wasn't much, receiving of the funds wasn't much, closing them out, getting the money cleared out was a voluminous amount of paperwork.
Yes.
I don't know what that looks like now. That's been a long time ago. I don't know 15, 16, what it looked like.
There's more paperwork, there wasn't any work.
Y'all did all that last time.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I mean, it's, I don't think it's something. Or just fill out papers, taxes.
Yeah, fill out field estimates, measurements,
forecasts,
calculations, man hours, your process. Negotiate the engineering process, national averages, area, bandwidth. Can you bridge do that?
I think we've got most of that in here on posting for grant management activities, record keeping the financial, keeping all the project reports and reimbursement requests and monitoring the site visits and take the meeting that's in there over that. So maybe it is what we need.
Probably the biggest is project closeout assistance. That's probably
something. There's when you post that, you got to keep those records for 7 years. Oh. They come back on it within 7 years.
Would this kind of be the same group of people we've dealt with in the past? So we'd have the same, you know, kind of the usual suspects probably submitting on this. Okay.
The biggest concern right now is if we don't get anything entered in PSTAT.
Right.
So right now we're showing zero loss. But we have to break the $380,000 threshold for that ever even start the process.
Right.
I mean, other counties have done that first meeting.
I'd make a motion to approve issuing RFP 2024-02.
We got a motion to approve issuing RFP 2024-02 from Commissioner Matthews.
Second.
Second from Commissioner Weddle. Any further discussion on item number 16? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number 17 is to consider setting up a location for disaster recovery center to assist the citizens that were affected by the recent flooding.
The judge is part of this program, the way I understand it. Place set up for people to come in and help put their data in, I guess, collect their data. Until we are included in the residential disaster declaration, I'm not sure that it's time to set them up. Figuring out where it's going to be, putting that, making sure we get spotlighted out for this place.
Well, the ISTAT portion of it, I gave out to bunches of folks, individuals. There are several of them that reached back out to me, and I told them I'd help them with what I could, obviously, but I think it's necessary, and I don't see why they couldn't operate out of that conference room just north of the commissioner's door. No glass room.
One last one. Yeah, that's what I was. So when you say operate, I guess you're considering that we'd have a dedicated computer set up there for them to come in and input data. Is that?
Well,
they bring their people with them.
That's what I thought too. They okay. bring a team in.
Okay.
They go through. I don't know. We got that to start with.
I started in 19, but yes, I was here in 15, 16. Well, they did not because we didn't hit the threshold for individual. This is the first time we've hit the threshold for individual. So in talking with Tatum, and I believe that there is some disconnect between myself and Tatum because there's some things that I thought had happened that apparently have not happened, and there's some things that need to happen that have not happened. One of those is, in fact, this little cell where FEMA will send people in to assist with the individual assessments. And they give you a sheet that I've received that sheet that says this is the criteria that they're looking for. They're looking for X number of square feet, a minimum of 30 parking spots, ADA compliant, 15 tables, 60 to 75 chairs. And when you look at that minimum sheet, we do not have a place in Quail County, a facility that we own and we control that meets that criteria for what they're asking. Okay, so I've reached back out to Tatum. And I've asked them three key questions. The first one being, when? When does this need to start? Number two, what size team is FEMA planning on sending to Quail County so that we can better assess what that facility needs to look like? And then number three, what's the duration? Because whoever we are going to coordinate with, whether it be a private entity, City of Gatesville ISD, internal, whoever we're going to coordinate, we need to have some reasonable idea of what this timeline looks like so that they can do some planning and we can do some planning. Until I get answers back on those questions, I can't tell you that we've got a site that meets the criteria for setting up a location for a disaster recovery center. Can't tell you that. Tell you there's some good thoughts, there's some empty buildings, we throw spitballs on the wall all day long, but until I get some answers back from Tatum that I can't say that we have, you know, any reasonable ability to make an assessment and determination of where we should set up the disaster recovery center.
Do you have enough information to
Well, I'm sure we got a standardized cookie cutter form that they just send out to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, Harris County gets the same one that Coryell County gets. Well, you know what?
Yes.
So until we really determine the size of the team that they plan on sending, I don't know that we can really assess, you know, where we can put them, because it very well could be, you know, backside of the annex. But it very well could be that we need to look somewhere else.
Yeah, I guess, does the city of Gatesville, would they certainly benefit from this, right?
Yes.
I mean, we got the big civic center out there that also could be a very good central location working with the city on something like that.
Well,
and they might want to do that.
I think they would, but there's two things that we need to be cautious of. Is number one, you know, I don't think that they want to give us a monopoly or monopolize the facility until we determine the duration.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then number two is I believe that we already have some court dates set up for some jury selections out there. So we wouldn't be able to have just a complete monopoly. And that's why I'm saying they're, at least from my standpoint, we have questions that I cannot answer, that I need Tatum to give us some input on, so that we can then start wargaming what facilities are available that would meet their criteria.
So if you get that meeting set up Thursday, hopefully they might be able to give you some direction on that.
It's a different element of Tatum that I've reached out to for the disaster recovery site. I hope to have an answer on it today or tomorrow.
In other words, Mr. Latham, y'all better gather up as much information as you can, y'all too, Sheriff. Because maybe we might have to input it ourselves. Everything.
All right, so is there anything, any action that the court wishes to take under item number 17 for today?
We have some more. We have to figure something out by next commissioner's court. It may be too late. Have some more discussion or not. What's y'all's opinion on that?
No, we're going to need to come back and address it.
It may be one we have to call to another meeting for.
Depending on the timeline. Make a motion table, but if we need to address it before the next meeting, we'll address it before the next meeting.
That's if it's a timeline deal, we can just have another meeting as long as we get it posted in time.
Yeah.
Take care of it.
All right. So there's a motion to table from Commissioner Basham.
Second
from Commissioner Taylor. Any further discussion on 17? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. Ayes have it. Motion carries. Item number 18 is to consider responses for to the RFQ for courthouse master plan. Based off the timing of when we received those in, our historical committee has not had an opportunity to look over those. And I think it would be good for us to allow them to have some input and insight on that. I don't think it would delay anything or impact us negatively. if we would table that so that they could review and have some input prior to our next meeting.
All right with that. Unless y'all have something to disagree with that.
Well, I for one looked over all the responses, and I mean, we got some wonderfully qualified groups that have a vast history of doing this. In fact, it was a very difficult scoring.
Yes.
Yeah, very difficult scoring sheet to try to delineate any difference between. That's why that scoring sheet is, to me, is so important. On how we are able to do the criteria, but I gutted through it and got my scoring sheets all done. So you guys educate me again on this. The RFP, we can choose several out of that group to interview, correct?
Correct. Top three.
So at that time, then certainly we could include the historical.
You be all right with that, Judge? We can pick grade them and pick the top three and then select, got them looking for three to be selected. They can pick from that.
I think they should be, Judge.
I don't want to keep them out. I mean, they're very into the courthouse. I talk to them regularly, and they want keep in the loop what's going on. And if they're on the courts, are that I'd like them to have an opportunity to look at the top three and
I think they might have some insight that above and beyond what we have. I mean, they may actually know some of these firms. I don't know because the timing when we received them and us having a holiday in there.
Corbin, he's very well educated with this process.
But again, can we take their opinion on how we're going to grade these sheets?
So
their opinion at this point really doesn't matter on choosing, the ones. Now, when it comes down to the interview process, that I would be glad, I think, but I don't think this would be out of to have one of them sit on the, the interviewing process, because that's the point where opinions probably matter.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I don't know the answer. That's a Brandon Bell question. We're always getting trouble.
One of the options we put up are something else is to have a committee that appointed by the court that's going to be reviewing and scoring these. In this case, we have appointed a committee or us. We believe, in fact, we appointed the committee. Better and get back.
No.
Well, it's good. Good evening. Take the score sheets we have. If we choose the top three. If we do that today, then. And then the other issue that comes up from the to address or with us or a different time, we can address that issue then. They can help us with it. They can grade them, give them back to us. The top three that the sports uses today. Y'all all right with that?
Yeah, I think the top three need to be picked. The work was put into it. Needs to, need to move on. I don't care who sits in on the interviews, but
top three.
No. No. There was no. We can.
I really only had top two.
We have 2 days set aside for six. Well, I certainly don't think the problem with having a committee. So, those persons, I was, that's something of them sitting in on that interview and asking questions, and they obviously know more about the story than the rest of us do. Probably have more interesting things. So, but, put out and don't tell it.